Wake up. Wake up. Oh, rise and shine, sleepyhead. Come on now. Open those pretty eyes for me. There you go. Hey. Hey. It's okay. You're okay, I promise. Just relax. Or get it all out of your system, that's fine too. Doesn't change the fact that you're not going anywhere. Are you done now? No more thrashing about and squirming in your binds? And see? You're okay. Sure, you may be tied up, but you're still just fine. Oh yeah, and the gag in your mouth? Sorry, that one's non-negotiable. I just had to make sure you didn't burn me to cinders as soon as you woke up. I know this all may seem pretty threatening, but honestly, I don't want to hurt you. The ropes, and the gag, and the knocking you unconscious, but we're all just precautions. A little old rogue like me can't be too careful when breaking into a witch's tower. But now that we're both all calm, you can see that you're not in any danger. I promise. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to talk. You see, as you may have guessed, I am a thief. I steal things to make a living. I know it's not nearly as grand as the magical research and experimentation you do here, but it gets me from one day to the other. Now, I've always had the bad habit of wanting to own the prettiest and the most expensive things that I could find. And what better place to find rare and pricey loot than the home of a powerful witch such as yourself. So, I've been casing the place for the last couple of days. You know, just taking in the security. Or lack thereof, in your case. I've learned your comings and goings, trying to find the best time to slip in undetected to make off with the most treasures. And then I saw you. Of course, you are gorgeous. Anyone can see that. But it was that first night I was on recon that I really saw you for the first time. I saw all of the naughty things that you would do to yourself at the end of a long day. I heard all of those beautiful moans. And the next day, I tried to put it out of my head and just go back to business, but then you did it again the very next night. And again. And again. And now I just can't ignore it anymore. I had to see you up close. And now that I have, I know exactly what I want. Now understand that the real treasure hidden within this tower isn't some rare tome or magical artifact. It's you. It's always been you. So like I said, I want to talk. I have a proposition for you. A deal. A partnership, really. You and me, working together. Just think of it for about a second. With your spells and my skills, we could be unstoppable. We would live like kings and queens. Because we would have just that much power. We could do anything we want, go wherever you want to go, see whatever you want to see. I can make that happen for you. So what do you say? Partners? No. No. Really? The nerve of some people, let me tell you. Anything your heart desires doesn't sound good enough to you? I'm wounded. Offended, really. But I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm really going to have to insist here. It wasn't exactly a question. We are going to be very close friends, you and I. But you wanted to do this the hard way. So let me just show you how much fun we can have together. Shh. 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 Baby, it's okay. I meant what I said. I'm not going to hurt you. Well, not in a way that you don't want me to. But no matter what, you are safe here, sweetheart. Let me just show you a good time. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Just relax for me. Let me run my hands up and down your sides. Oh, fuck. Your skin is so soft under my hands. And it feels so good under my lips. Let me just kiss my way up from this cute belly. Up to these beautiful breasts, stopping to lick and nibble on these stiff little nipples. You're starting to get into it now, aren't you? Your body is, at least. Oh, that's my good girl. That was a very pretty moan. You like it when I kiss your beautiful breasts, don't you? Good girl. But there's so much more I want to do to you. I want to kiss my way up to those delicious collarbones, then onto your gorgeous neck, so I can lay down right here on top of you and nibble on these cute little ears. My skin feels so good pressed against you, doesn't it? My soft breasts rubbing against yours. My thigh teasing between your legs. Oh, you want me to touch you down there, don't you? You're going to have to speak up, sweetheart. I can't hear you over that gag in your mouth. It's too bad, really. I want to take it out and listen to all those pretty little whimpers and moans spilling past your lips while you give in to your pleasure. But no, it has to be this way. Such a powerful little witch you are. But now that you're all tied up and powerless underneath me, I can't take those chances. At least, not until I know you will behave. So, be a good girl and wait just a little while longer. Prove to me that you know how to use your manners. This pretty pussy is starting to get really wet for me. Yeah, that's what you want? You're finally ready to let me have some fun with that beautiful body of yours? Good girl. Then let me just reach down here. Oh, how I've wanted to see what was inside this bottom drawer of your nightstand. Night after night, you pulled out the same trusty vibrator. But I couldn't help but wonder what else was in there. And I can't say I'm disappointed. Jeez, baby girl. How long did it take you to build up such a sizable collection? I guess it doesn't matter. Because now it's my turn to use them. You. What a very good girl I found. Such a well-stocked collection of toys you have. I want nothing more than to just use every last bit of it, all at the same time. But I think we should save some of them for later. Why have all of our fun now? Especially when we have all the time in the world to get to know each other. So I just want to start with these. I couldn't choose just one. No, I'm going to use all three of these cute little toys. The rest can wait. But what do you think, sweetheart? Do you like which ones I picked? They are your toys, after all. So I guess I can't go wrong with any of them, can I? I really wanted to use this vibrator on you. It looked like it was your favorite, but this beautiful strap was just too good to resist. And this cute little plug, too. Well, I guess little is the wrong word. I honestly didn't know they made plugs this big. How are you going to fit all of it instead that cute little ass of yours? I guess we're going to find out. But first, let me just put this strap around my waist for you. Buckle that. Pull on these. And there we go. All done. How do I look, sweetie? Yeah. It's pretty big, isn't it? But I did find them in your drawer, so you must be able to take it, right? Just let me slide in here between these gorgeous thighs. Well, you are practically dripping. Somebody's gotten into the idea of being a good girl for me. Oh yes, baby girl. You are being a very good girl. So, let me just run the length of this big plug up and down this pretty pussy. Just getting it nice and wet with your juices. It feels good, doesn't it? Especially when I rub it against your swollen, needy little clit. Yeah, that's my good girl. I think you're just about ready for it now. So, just relax. Take a deep breath for me. I'm going to start pushing it inside of you. Ooh. That's it. That's it, baby girl. It's okay. It doesn't have to all go in at once. It's a really big one after all. But it is going inside you. So just keep breathing for me, sweetheart. And I'm just going to keep slowly pushing it in. Working you up to taking the whole thing inside you. Oh, there you go, sweetie. Oh, that's my good girl. That's my very, very good girl. How does that feel, baby? Yeah, it's big, isn't it? You must feel so full, but you don't even know the half of it. You haven't forgot about this strap of mine, have you? Because I really want to fuck you with it. That pretty pussy is practically begging for my cock. But first, I want to taste you. Oh, fuck, babe. You taste so good. Oh, you are just so perfect. Oh, I'm gonna spend so much time between your legs. Oh, I want to eat this pretty pussy every day. But right now, I just really want to fuck you. I want to give you every inch of this big, beautiful cock inside of that pretty pussy of yours. So take a deep breath, sweetheart. Here it comes. Oh, fuck. You are so tight. Just fucking wet for me. You are being such a good girl. How does that feel, babe? It's really big, isn't it? You must feel so full with me bottoming out inside of you. Oh, I just want to lay into you with every inch of my body. But I'm going to stay right here for a while so you can get used to the feeling. So stuffed full of toys in both of your pretty holes. Oh, you make the prettiest noises when I fill you up. Okay, baby girl. I'm going to start moving here in a second. But not before I give you your favorite toy. Yes, baby girl. I didn't forget. I'm going to give you your vibrator just how you like it. Oh. But we'll work up to it first. I know just how sensitive you must be right now. How needy that cute little clit is. Let me just, put it right here. Drawing tiny little circles on your belly with it. Letting you get used to the feeling, the vibration. Before I start to move it lower to where you so desperately need it. Right on this aching clit of yours. Here we go, baby girl. Let me show you just how much fun it is to be mine. Ooh, there it is. That's what you've been after all night. That little rumbling against your clit as I slowly start to thrust deep inside this pretty pussy. Oh, yes, baby girl. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Me playing with all of your sensitive spots? Well, not all of them, I guess. Not yet. So let me just lean down on top of you so I can kiss that beautiful neck all over again. Baby, you're already shaking. Patience, sweetheart. I am not going to stop until you be a good girl for me. And good girls don't come without permission. So you're going to have to hold it. You're going to have to hold it until I tell you that you can come. We can be here all night if that's how you want to play it. And I can be very mean when I want to be. Buzzing this cute little clit until you can't take it anymore. Fucking your pretty pussy until you beg me to stop. But I don't want to do that. And neither do you. You just want to be a good girl for me. And do what you're told, don't you? Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's my good girl. Then let me take this gag out of your mouth. I think you've earned it. You're not going to misbehave now, are you? No. Good girl. Now come here and kiss me. Oh, that's it. That's my good girl. Moaning in my mouth. Let me hear you. Let the whole world know how good I make you feel. Let them know exactly who owns this pretty pussy. Oh, I was being nice to you before. I gave you the chance for us to be partners, and you said no. So now you're my good girl. Mm-hmm. You belong to me now. To play with, to tease, and to use whenever I want to. You're going to give this pretty pussy over to me anytime I tell you. And that's just how you like it, isn't it? Yeah, you love the thought of being wrapped around my little finger, being in the palm of my hand. Because you're a good girl at heart. You just want to do what you're told. You just want someone to own you. I thought so, but I want to hear you say it. Use your words, sweetheart. Tell me, who do you belong to? Who owns this pretty pussy? That's right. You belong to me now. That's pretty pussy. Your gorgeous ass and his cute little clit too. Every last part of you is mine. Now be a good girl and come for me. Ugh, that's right. You've earned it. Come for me. Clench around my cock. Clench around that big fucking plug in your ass while I spike these thighs. That's my good girl. Oh, ride it out. Ride out that orgasm, baby. Oh. Oh, ride it out, sweetheart. That's my good girl. Oh, you've been a very good girl for me. So you just take some deep breaths while you calm down. I've got you. I've got you. You're safe in my arms, sweetheart. I've got you. Good girl. Here, let me get those ropes off you. We won't be needing them anymore, right? Good girl. Now, just lie back. Let me work some circulation back into your arms while you relax. You've earned it. You've been a very good girl for me. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for seeing things my way. This is going to be the start of a very beautiful, very lucrative friendship. So just rest those tired eyes for me, baby girl. I've got you. You just leave everything to me. I'm going to take such good care of you. Because you're my good girl. Thank you for being such a good girl for me.